This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what I need you to be. I need to make sure that you're engaged, that you have the information you need, and you know that you're ready, that you're really ready to answer some of these that come up. You know, it's funny, some of you guys, it just dawned on me that I will get a couple of emails during the week or over the weekend because our shows or our podcasts, you can get them if you head to the website, joemessina.com. JoeMessina.com. You know, we've got podcasts up there, videocasts, whatever you call them. I don't care. Well, some of you go get them and listen to them later, or the shows actually get rebroadcast to some other channels across the country during the weekend. And I will get questions. And I got to tell you, the most... Let me just bring her on. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. I always love when she's with me. The questions you can tell that people are struggling with the most... In asking about our relationships, me and Sonia, me and Zoe, all of us together, you know, we've all known each other. I've known Sonia longer than Zoe, but I've known Zoe a long time too. And I've always said this over and over and over again. I have Mormon friends. I have Jewish friends. If you don't know, don't guess. That's why I always say get informed, right? If these people are truly your friend, if she is truly my friend and she knows where my heart's at, I can sit here and say to her, I don't know, why do black people always say this? Or why do black people always feel like we're doing this? She knows it's not a slight. It's not me trying to put her down. It's not me trying to get under her skin. It's an honest, I don't know. Enlighten me. Help me understand. And that's truly where, I know you get that's where I come from all the time. I do get a little upset when you call me cracker, but other than that, I'm fine, you know.
Let me just say that it also helps. Okay.
English. I don't speak anything else. Yeah, go ahead.
I just try. Okay, yeah. So at one point, I had a dinner party or so. I used to throw these gumbo parties the first of the year.
Oh. All right, go ahead.
Oh, shut up. And there were all these different kinds of people at my party. And I asked my kids what they thought about that, because they were kind of like, these aren't all black. There's all these different socioeconomic, all these different. And I'm like, because they're friends. They're people. They're not colors.
Yep.
And, yeah, I didn't go through my black section of the book or the girl section or the cute section. And here's the thing. Joe... If any of the people who criticize you, I doubt very seriously, you could tell me if I'm wrong, I doubt if they've taken you to coffee or had a lunch with you or gotten to know you.
None of them. Not a one that was there.
That would be my guess. And the fact that we've been able to, I mean, from the very, I remember the very first day I met you. You were cool. You had a sense of humor. Now, this is something that the left
they don't know what that is. You got to send it. Send them a copy.
Anybody with a sense of humor jumps up the ladder for me. Okay, So he may not be your cup of tea, but for me, there was something there that we could bond on. And then we continued to do that over the years, where I got to see his heart and his belief in God, and there were just many other things that made me go, you know, because listen, the average white person off the street who goes, well, what do you think? Why do black people think that? Trust me, I ain't giving them answers. I don't want to hear it. Let me touch your hair. But I know you. But I know that the people who criticize you don't know you, and they don't care about knowing you, because it's far easier to say you're a racist. You know, or that you don't understand us. But I do believe, and I've said this before about Christians, so I'm not, I don't think I'm being discriminatory here. And I watched this at your meeting. We're not going to be able to have meetings and talk about stuff like this.
Racism. You're right.
We're not. It's going to be, it's like throwing a Molotov cocktail into the room. It's not. I think that we have to become friends first. Not everybody is going to be able to form friendships, but there will be some people who will be able to form friendships and know that that other person on the other side isn't a bad person, and you'll be able to bond. So you're asking, what would I do to make it different? I would have meetings that have nothing to do with the topic. Because, you know, I'm a person who likes to entertain. I like to have food and just warmth. And I think that you have to become friends first before you start getting to the hard issues, because you have to trust one another. Now, I think if those people who are criticizing you so harshly, if they got to know you, if they had a moment to take you out for coffee, and I did that with one of the worst people in this community.
I've done it too, and I just want to shoot myself in the head while I'm sitting there.
I've tried to, but people treat women differently too. But I've tried to have, but I put out the effort to go, you know what? I don't know him. I don't know his heart. I don't know who he truly is. Let me try to meet with him and bond with him. Now, if he wasn't open to that, that's not my problem. But I do think we have to become friends first, because things are so volatile right now. We're so angry.
I agree. Well, we'll do more after the break. Joe Messina, your host, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Yeah, I don't think that...
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Yeah, I keep saying it, but nobody listen to me. Italian women are violent. There's no way around it. Double Senior Host. Oh, I don't know. Just keep your cards, letters, and emails. If you can't take a joke, maybe you shouldn't be listening. Double Senior Host, you're listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you have a comment, you want to say something about what we're talking about tonight, or if you need an ambulance because you can't believe what you're hearing and you're sucking for oxygen, I can't help you with that. But let me bring her on. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And you're shaking your head. I enjoy this conversation, these conversations you and I have so much. And I know, based on some of the emails I get, it wigs out so many people.
Well, that's because they got issues. You can't.
You're going to get yourself in trouble, you know.
I don't advise having these conversations with just every person.
Oh yeah, no.
Color.
Not unless you want to die.
Stupid.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I do believe that you have to create loving relationships first and don't look at color. How about we try that?
Well, you know, don't you know what people say? Oh, I've got this black friend. There, so, all right. First of all, why do you have to say,
God,
I got this black friend? Okay, I got a friend of mine. I'd even let them say, I've got a friend of mine. She's black, and I don't know how to ask her these questions. You go, well, then she's not your friend.
She's truly
a close friend, and she knows where your heart's at. You should be able to ask her just about anything. Am I wrong here?
No, you're not. And even when you want, like, when you say some stuff that I go, what? And I got to correct you. It's not personal.
Well,
it's
for the record, it's not that often, no. Just
pretty much. But, but you don't lose love behind.
Oh, no. No. That the correction is from love.
Weird.
You don't sit there and, you know, call me a stupid something or other and, you know, what the heck's wrong with you? And you just say, no, you know what, that ain't right. Here's really what happens. And I accept it.
Yep. Or you understand it's right for me, but it's not. That's my perspective. It's not like gospel from on black high.
They get so mad at me. I say, look it. I do not believe in having all these subsets. I don't like it. You know, we have a black subset, a Hispanic subset, a black transgender identifying as blah, blah, blah subset. It's stupid. Just not needed. If we treat all these kids truly as kids, we truly love them. If you've got a couple of kids falling behind or having some issues, you work a little harder with them. Reach out to their parents or a support team. But you can't just constantly go, oh, he's having trouble. Oh, he's black, so we're going to have to put him in this program. I think that that's so racist in and of itself. Oh, he's black. Well, we'll move him over here to help him out.
Harder for him.
God bless.
I love the fact, you know, and your audience knows I pulled my grandson and started homeschooling him, and then we did the testing for him to get in a school that we really trusted. We'll see if that all turns out to be okay, but it seems great right now. But they were like, look, if he don't pass the test, he ain't getting in. <I'm>
like, we don't care what color he is, what height he is.
What color he is. And you know what we did? We worked our butts off, him and us, so he passed the test. Do you know how this boy is thriving? He's got a straight A. Well, he got one B, B plus.
Oh, well, that's unacceptable. We'll have to work on it.
Okay. You know, they were like, I don't care.
No, I'm sure you guys are. You know, he is a bright little kid. Seriously.
Oh, he's bright. He's wonderful, but he's never been in. You know what? He's been in leftist schools where they, you know, one teacher allowed the kids to go outside first because my grandson wore Jordans. What does that have to do with education?
Yeah.
He would come home, and his school, I would look at his test because everything's online now, and I could see that he missed, you know, it was a questionnaire of 15, and he got 7 right. And I'm like, that ain't good enough. So I had to figure out how to teach him. Because I said, where is your teacher? He goes, I don't know. He went downstairs.
Now. You don't want him to feel bad. Why would you chastise him for only getting 7? You don't know what's going on in his house. You have no idea. That's what I hear all the time. You get these kids that come in, and they're in trouble for like the 19th time. And then you go over their record, and you see that they've missed X amount of days, that there might be some issues at home. Parents don't.
We're in California. Yeah. It's the same way here. You get your kid gets, you get hurt. And you find out that it's a guy who has done this 17 times before. And you're going, how could this happen? Oh, because you live in California.
So I want to go back to something we talked about, kind of glossed over, but somebody sent me an email to remind me. So we were talking about the music, and we were talking about the words used in the music. And some people will say, well, it doesn't matter. They still shouldn't use it. Okay, all right. I'll even give you some of that. I know the certain words even here. I don't use them around the house, even though I like the song. But you know, teens, I mean, the brain is still developing. They're still trying to understand. They're listening to this music. They're watching these shows on TV. And one of the comments made, which I think was really, really good, was that, look, You and I have talked about the over-sexualization of girls in commercials and even in, you know, sitcoms and that kind of stuff. The little girls that are so influenced about their bodies, 12, 13, 14, 15, what makes that any different than the music and the words in the music?
It's not, Joe. It's all in the same bag. It's all in the same evil bag. So, rap... No, it totally is. We had to stop my granddaughter from watching Disney shows.
Yeah.
Because she was getting sassy and nasty and entitled and talking back. And where is this?
Yep.
Disney shows.
Yep.
So, and I work for Disney, so I kind of know what's going on there. But no, it's all the same. These kids don't know how to discern. We open up this huge, vast area of entertainment and information, and then we go, but you can't say that, but you shouldn't do that, but you can't. How would they know if you watched?
But here, I bought you a new CD with all those words on it. There you go.
With all those words on it, but you're not supposed to sing it out loud. So, like I said about the girls in our community who sang that song, I didn't think that that was out of the ordinary. But they showed some other ideas, examples of how they should be watched. These children had some real problems. And I don't know that they knew that, because everything goes in this society.
Well, but, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying everything goes in this society.
Oh, yeah. And so, and then when the kids get in trouble or... they don't even have to get in trouble. They get themselves in a bad position.
They do something. Mm-hmm.
They've seen it on TV. They've heard it on the radio.
How do they know that? How do they know?
But, Mom, you let me listen to that stuff. You know.
I have a zero, and I've told my grandson this.
All right. Here we go.
Hey,
somebody's got to pay for this thing. Go to the commercial. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonia right after the break.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA USA News Update. President Biden is calling on Congress to toughen penalties for executives at failed banks. In a statement, Biden said it should be easier for regulators to claw back compensation, impose civil penalties, and ban executives from working in the banking industry if their mismanagement causes an institution to fail. Biden asked Congress to expand the FDIC's authority to do so. This comes after the failures of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. Northern California is bracing for another onslaught of rain and snow. National Weather Service meteorologist Bill Rash says a dry streak will last through Saturday before a round of light rain and showers arrives on Sunday.
It'll be, again, a series of systems. The first one's going to arrive mainly on Sunday. That's going to have moderate snow impacts, minimal valley impact.
More wet weather is expected Monday through Wednesday, with the main downpour Monday and Tuesday mornings. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
That persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. As I said before, get involved, get engaged, get a clue. Before you start speaking, get a clue. I'll say it again, get a clue. So you really know what's going on. You can speak to the issues. Let me bring her back on with me. Having a good time, good conversation. And, you know, you people, you need not to shy away from this stuff. Truly, if you have friends, I don't care, black, Asian, Hispanic, whatever it is, instead of you sitting there in the back of your head, coming up with preconceived notions or think that you know how they think, what they think, what they're going. You need, look, I can never know, and I don't know about her life, but I know that there's a quote-unquote black experience, a Hispanic experience, and I could never understand those, ever. So, but you have to understand, when somebody's telling you, this is what we went through, or this is what we had, or this was in my neighborhood, I know young black ladies that grew up in a ghetto. They grew up with gangs around them. They grew up in poor neighborhoods. They had a whole different experience than some of the girls, women that I know, black women, that grew up in a middle-class neighborhood. And I hate to burst anybody's bubble. If I'm wrong, you can tell me, sorry. But there actually were young black people that grew up in middle-class neighborhoods, in nice schools, clean streets, the whole nine yards. I know it's hard to imagine.
Believe it or not, we're not all the same. We don't all have the same experience. And I know that Black Lives Matter and all that wants to put us all in the same boat, but that's not treating us as the individual. One thing, I have a very close girlfriend who I went to high school with, and recently we took a road trip together. And one thing that I've noticed from our conversations, she started to listen to me a bit more during the COVID outbreak because she has health issues and she did not want to take this vax because she couldn't. She could. She's had health issues when she popped out of the womb.
Right.
This girl has. She's got health issues. So I turned her on to an alternative viewpoint. on faxes and things that she could fight for her own personal rights. So she started to open up her mind, and it was great. So recently we took a road trip. Nevertheless, I've heard her say things about, you know, like the black woman who was nominated for Supreme Court justice, and how they were only asking her these sorts of questions because she's black, and I just have to calm down and just, you know, I know that I love this girl, but I know that she, but I didn't know, other than the fact that she is prompted by mainstream media, what she's heard, school, this, that, and the other, I've opted out of having every conversation with her. But I knew there was something there. So on this road trip, we started just talking, and I started listening. And she said when she was in college, and we were driving up towards San Jose, she said when she went to college in the San Jose or Santa Cruz area in California in the 70s, and she told me the racist, truly racist experiences that she had. Cross burnings. There was only three black girls, and then how she met the black student union was something that they could bond and they could have some sort of cohesive experience with, and how they changed her life. And I was like, wow, I never had that experience. I'm grateful that I didn't. But it was the first time that I listened, and I listened because I cared about her and I trusted her. Again, I go back to we got to listen and trust and love one another first before we can hear one another. But I was like, I thanked her. I was like, thank you for sharing this. I don't understand that experience. I've never, ever in my life had that sort of racist experience, ever. I don't know why, but I didn't. But I can understand how if she did, it would inform her ideas about the world. Now, do I think they're all right? No. But I can understand why she comes there. And it helped.
Yeah, I joke with you, predominantly black church, one that would be very easy to find us. If you ever showed up on a Sunday, you know what I'm saying? But we went through an area that was used to be called, I think they have a different name for it now, South Central L.A. And you guys remember all of this, you know, the Rodney King riots. They showed you what was going on down there and everything else. And I got to tell you something. We never had any trouble. You know, you'd go down. Matter of fact, we'd stop and eat down there. And I say down there because it's a different area. And
well,
I know this
south.
Is going to sound racist in and of itself.
No, it's south.
You want
okay.
good you want good barbecue, head down there. You know what I'm saying? So we'd stop and get barbecue on a Sunday. It was delicious. It was great.
So, Joe, let me ask you a question. And this is something that I feel... No, I really want to know because I don't want to feel like... Oh, God, what's the word? I don't walk out of the house and think that people are bad or racist. And I do think that because of that, I don't receive that. So
You don't receive what?
I don't receive racist and hatred. And,
oh, okay.
When I went to I had two choices of colleges because I had such terrible grades. It was like, okay, two people wanted you, and one was in Colorado, and my black friends were like, oh, no, girl, you can't go there because they're all racist and them cowboys, and they're going, oh, my gosh, I had the best time. For the first time, I experienced what chivalry was. I had a great time in Colorado.
Yep.
So, but I wonder, here's my question to you.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's because I didn't go there thinking that I was going to be mistreated because of my color. And so when you're in South Central, you're going to your church, which is predominantly black, and you go eat, do you carry with you the idea that you're different and people are going to treat you different? Do you think that that has anything to do with the favorable treatment that you got?
I think that, to be totally honest with you, I'm going into an all-black community, okay? And if for one to think, you know, this is going to go over well, but for one to think that black people are not racist, there are black people that are racist and there are black people that aren't racist, right?
Right.
And when I went to church, that mostly black church, there were incidents of racism there that the pastor called out between the black and the white people. So was it a list of 1 to 10? Was it 1? It might have been 9.5. So when I went to some place to eat and sit down, aware that something could happen, yes. Expecting something to happen, no.
Interesting. Aware and expecting. That is a great thing for your school board, the people, the NAACP. Expecting? That is, I think, I have a liberal sister.
No, I can't imagine.
She expects, and what she expects, she gets.
That's what the word says, right? You get what you're believing for. You'll eventually, it'll come on you, right?
Yes.
Because I know there's evil in the world, right?
Right.
But I also know...
You're knowledgeable, right.
Right. So I also know, though, I go to downtown L.A., where, I don't know, I'm going to guess, but let's just say it's a 50-50 mix of black and, you know, 40-40 and 20-20 Hispanic, whatever. There's just a much chance really, truly there that I could also have an incident.
I know, but is it racist? So you said you had some racist incidents at the predominantly black church. What?
Well, okay, so one in particular, you and I have actually joked about it. Where when my pastor found out, black pastor, that's what I love. I've had almost all black pastors, one Hispanic and one white. So when I go down to church, we walk in one day and there's a yellow, you know, the caution tape that the police use?
Right.
There's yellow caution tape around a big block of the chairs. And my pastor's black. And so we're sitting there and he says, it's come to my attention that some of you house ends refuse to take the hand of white people. Now, as I recall, our Bible says, what?
Really?
Yeah, let me finish the story, because you'll appreciate the story inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
I'm learning something. See, and that's my prejudice.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Shoe fits, wear it. Lipstick look good, put it on. You know, what can I tell you? Joe Petit, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And let me just bring him right back on because I don't want to lose any momentum here. Sonny Smith joins us, does every week. Friday, we kind of kick it off and get something. I hope, you know, really, my goal here, my heart's desire is that these conversations make you guys think. Make you guys think about talking to your friends, making sure there's a line of communication open. And maybe your neighbor isn't really your friend, but they might be somebody of a different color or persuasion. Stop and say hi, for God's sakes. Have some dialogue. Anyway, so we were talking about... Sonia had asked me if I had going down to a church that I went to that was 98.9% black. And the rest was Hispanic, and there were like five of us white folks there. But anyway, I had to drive down to a predominantly black area. Never really thought about, you know, I'm driving to, a black area. I have to, you know, not like that. But there was an awareness, let's put it that way. And I told you that when I was in the church, never really outwardly felt any kind of racism to speak of. However, I remember when Dave, my pastor, had an area roped off of the church. I'll be quick about it because I want to hear her comments. And he was very raw about things at times, not always, but at times when he'd get mad. And he said, some of you house ends, I hear, are refusing to take the hands of the white folks in this church. Do you really think that those white people are driving all the way down here, coming through a black neighborhood, sitting in a black church because they hate you? Are you really believing that? Because you got some real problems if that's what you're thinking. But here's, I'm going to help you out. If you can't stand to be with them and you don't want to be around them, I've taped off an area just for you. You go sit over there and you won't have to worry about any white folks. Now, for my white brothers, my white sisters in Christ, here's the deal. If you have a black person next to you and they won't take your hand during prayer, just raise your hand. I'll come over and take your hand. Okay? And you know, normally it's the other way around. You're hearing about how we're being prejudiced, and we're racist, even if we don't know we are, because you're white, you can't help yourself. So, to me, that was, it wasn't a slap in the face of the black person. It was my pastor saying, you know what, we are all of one blood. Yeah, we've all been through some different stuff, and we all have to deal with different things in our life, but we're all of one blood. You cannot call yourself a Christian. You cannot call yourself a lover of Christ if you're not willing to sit there next to your brother of any color, size, or shape, and love on him. That was great.
That was great. And I happen to know the pastor you're talking about because both of my children were saved in that church.
Cool.
And it so dispels the myth that black people can't be racist.
Oh, yeah.
They say, if you don't have power, and I said, listen.
I've heard that so many times. If you don't have the power, you can't be racist.
I've said it myself, but it's a different form of racism. But it's not true. We're very black people are very racist.
Well, I'm so glad. I bless God that I didn't experience. You felt it from time to time. My son became the quarterback for the football team. Now, can you imagine that? He was easy to find on the football team, too, let me tell you.
Sure.
Right? But here's the white boy that became the quarterback. And you could tell a couple of parents were not happy about that idea.
Sure.
Right? But they all got along.
Because that's all they can see. That's all they can see is the prism of color.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry to keep interrupting you. Go ahead.
No. I love that story. And you know I love that pastor. And again, I go back to what we were talking about. You know what resonated with me with that pastor? His sense of humor.
Yes, he did.
That guy was, you know who he used to remind me of in his younger years? Richard Pryor.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I'll give you that. Yeah. Not as raw. Close.
He looked like him.
Yeah.
He had the same cadence. And you know what? God uses what he's got to use. And for me, being a comedy writer, I was like, this guy's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was.
He's great.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is you experienced stuff there, but you didn't let it stop you.
No.
And that's what I think that we have to go is like, we're so intolerant for the tolerant left to tell us about tolerance. And you just gave an example of how you were like, this is a church that I was ministered to. I heard what he was saying, what he had to say was good. I'm going to keep going there, and I'm going to experience. And then the pastor backed you up.
Yeah, I sat through 32, I know this is crazy, but he did a series called Race, Religion, and Racism.
Really?
And I sat through 32 weeks of that. Every week he did it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he explained the whole thing of how the church, at one point in time, was part of the racist issue, did have a problem with racism, and how they allowed them in, and he went through the whole thing, and it was the white church's fault. They didn't step up. They didn't do the things that they were supposed to do. But at no point, and there might have been some, but at no point did anybody look at me and said, "See you, your people are the trouble. You shouldn't be here." I never felt that.
And I didn't go to that course.
No.
But what you just explained to me, it makes common sense that people who were there cared about education. I think that's the problem that we're having now, is that you can get back.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, they were interested in growing. Nowadays, you can give information that, and I've said this on your show before, people are allergic to truth. Truth is a big problem with some people. Yeah. So when you the problem that people were having with you in our community is that you spoke truth.
Oh yeah, they didn't like that.
Yeah, they didn't care who it came from. They didn't care why it came. All they cared was that a white man said something. It's like, and I have to tell you, here's another black fact. We don't like our dirty laundry being aired. As most people don't. Listen, no, I worked in Hollywood with Jewish people, and when there would be a news article about some guy who was, you know, who was stealing money, or there was a bank fraud or whatever, and the Jewish guys on my staff would go, oh God, please don't let him be Jewish. Please don't let him be Jewish. We all have our stuff.
I do the same thing. I said, oh, it's going to be a guinea. I know it's going to be a guinea. I know that's what's going to happen.
I know it's
going
to be a guinea, right. Yes. Now, we all have our stuff. But we don't allow each other to have our stuff. You know, I'm here, and I haven't spoken about what I'm cooking tonight.
Ooh.
But it's St. Patrick's Day, so what am
green.
I doing?
Probably green.
Yes. Well, some of it is. I am making corned beef
and
potatoes and cabbage. Can you? That's the cheese.
To me, you know what? Cabbage smells like rotten feet being boiled.
Absolutely. So I think I figured that out. So what I did is I didn't cook the cat. Your audience is like, yeah, cooking tips from Sonya Schmidt. I did not cook the cabbage with the meat this time.
Okay.
I kept it out. I cooked the meat and the potatoes together. And then later, I sauteed the cabbage so it wouldn't have that odor in my house.
Well, the best way to keep the odor out is just not to bring it in the house to begin with.
No, yeah. No, that's not true. It is a national it's a holiday, and I'm like, this is the cheapest. I got away with that whole meal for $11. So I'm like, God, the Italians, the Irish are great.
They're cheap.
Sorry.
Potatoes
Sorry.
And cabbage. What can I tell you? You know, I mean, seriously.
It's the cabbage. It is, but. Is that racial? Is that cultural appropriation?
Yes, it is. That's right. Right there. Yeah.
I should not have cooked it at all. But my father
Well, to the lefties, it is. I think it's great that you took it on.
I think it is. My father was an Army cook.
Yeah.
And every St. Patrick's Day, he cooked.
Oh, that's true.
Corned beef, cabbage, and potatoes.
Wow.
And I carry on that tradition to this day. But so now has the left turned it into something ugly? Yes, because that's all they know how to do.
Well, look at Easter. The Peter people have come out and said, you can no longer use chicken eggs to hunt down or anything that resembles an egg because it'll make the kids think that it's okay to do this. And it's like, will you just go back to whatever hole or rock you crawled out from under? Please?
No, because they only know how to be aggrieved, hurt, and angry. And I think that's what we have to keep pointing out. Like your meeting the other night, we got so many nasty looks, and I was looking over, going, "Why are they looking?" Oh,
well, let me ask you a question. So, because we're running out of time here, do you think I got more under their skin by not getting upset and keeping a poker face all night?
Yes.
Okay, because you know, the Bible even says that by being kind to your enemies, it's like heaping red hot coals on their head. So.
Oh my goodness!
Well,
at some point you got to be angry, Jesus. But
oh, I will. Yeah.
Yeah, but no. Let them. And Rush used to say this: is give them enough rope to hang themselves.
Oh,
they look so stupid.
And they'll do it. All right, listen. We're there. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great weekend.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Don't choke on the cabbage. Corned beef's usually pretty good. Anyway, I will be having lasagna. People celebrate his day. Anyway. God bless. Don't go anywhere. If your station's leaving, you can catch us online. Joe Messina will be back in a few minutes.